You can see how Russia took it down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. New U.S. Air Force video just released this morning showing a Russian fighter jet dumping fuel on an American drone. Then there's a collision taking it down over the Black Sea.
We know that the intercept was intentional. We know that the aggressive behavior was intentional. We also know it was very unprofessional and very unsafe.
Top U.S. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the drone is now thousands of feet underwater, and they've taken action so no sensitive intelligence is at risk.
Russian warships and aircraft might be spending hours looking for pieces of that $32 million American Reaper drone, but it's unlikely they'll find much, according to the U.S. military's top brass. The Russians seem to agree, saying, quote, I don't know if we can recover it or not, but we will certainly have to do that.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson quoting a Russian secretary. China is angry over reports the Biden administration wants TikTok to get rid of its Chinese owners over security concerns about users' data and Chinese manipulation of content. That led the U.S. and many states to ban TikTok from government-issued devices. China says the U.S. is spreading disinformation. South Korea's president's in Tokyo for a rare summit with Japan's prime minister, and they have this to talk about.
North Korea's test launched an intercontinental ballistic missile, its third weapons test this week. It landed in international waters. It also coincides with joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises that Pyongyang suspects are a rehearsal to invade.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Credit Suisse's stock is soaring overseas after getting a bailout amid banking industry concerns.
Saudi Arabia's national bank said yesterday it would not put more money into Credit Suisse, prompting a $54 billion bailout from Switzerland's national bank. The Saudi bank wants to avoid regulations that kick in with a stake in Credit Suisse above 10%.
Fox's Brooks Singman. This follows the failure here in the U.S. of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
With all the concerns about banking, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen could face questions about all of it today at a Senate hearing. Ahead of that on Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly. Will a federal judge deal with abortion in a pro-life or pro-choice way? A big question on both sides of the issue after a hearing on a drug used to medically induce abortions, mifepristone. Pro-life advocates sued to undo the FDA's approval 2 decades ago, claiming it was improper. This after the Supreme Court ruling last year allowed states to ban abortions. Vice President Harris will today go to a state basically trying to do that.
Vice President Harris has been traveling the country discussing women's reproductive issues, pushing for national access to abortion. Today she'll be in Iowa, where the state's Republican governor is pushing for a new law that bans abortions after 6 weeks. In late January, Harris told a crowd in Florida on the 50th anniversary of the Roe decision,
"Let us resolve to make history and secure this right."
At that time, she said the president directed his cabinet to take actions ensuring access to abortion medication, as most abortions in the country are done this way. During the pandemic, the FDA approved sending such medication to patients via mail. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's an update on the latest investigation into former President Trump in New York City.
Wednesday, prosecutors met with porn star Stormy Daniels about the payment made to her during the 2016 presidential campaign to keep a sexual encounter between her and the former president quiet. As well, the man who arranged that payment, former Trump attorney Michael Cohen, spent a second day testifying before the grand jury hearing the case.
At the end of the day, Donald Trump needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds if, in fact, that's the way that the facts play out.
Cohen spent time in prison for campaign finance violations due to the payment. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The former president was invited to talk to that grand jury, and he faces possible criminal indictment. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.